Hello, HPPR Radio readers. I'm Jane Huerta from Dodge City, Kansas, here to ruminate on the wonderful novel Stormy Weather by Paulette Giles. Giles is a writer from San Antonio, familiar to radio readers, but I've heard some murmurs of dissent about how this novel fits with our spring 2020 book club theme of radio waves. All I can say is, seriously? I guess it's easy to be distracted by the story of a hardscrabble Texas farm family during the Dust Bowl era, especially since the family is of a widow and her three daughters left nearly destitute upon the death of the man of the family. The widow speculates on wildcat oil rigging, and one daughter bets on horses, another puts her bet on a soldier. So, sure, there's a complicated plot. But there's also the news reporter character with aspirations in broadcast journalism whose career arc is suggestive of the iconic Dan Rather. Born in Texas during the Great Depression, Rather started as a print journalist, had a brief stint in radio, and later dominated television as a CBS news anchor through most of the major news events of the late 20th century. He later headlined 60 Minutes, one of the finest and first examples of televised investigative journalism. Also in Giles' novel are so many references to radios themselves. The high-end Philco one of the characters buys, for instance. Philcos, you know, from the late 1920s through the late 1950s, Philco was the name in radio and eventually television sets. Watch any film or show set in the 30s, for example, and you'll see a Philco at some point. You know, one of those wooden arched frames that looks like a Gothic window? That's a Philco. From high fidelity to battery-powered farm radios, Philco had the market covered. And it's so cool that Giles captures that omnipresent aspect of radio in certain historical quarters. Her weaving those references throughout her novel to radio programs and popular music, well, it's just a detail that suggests the importance of radio to these characters of hers in the novel, these women living and working hard on the farm. Taking in the ways that turning on a radio could either fill silence or distract from noise of a storm reminded me of my own childhood. We always ate breakfast, my family and me, while we listened to hog and commodities futures and then to droll recountings of uplifting stories that ended with a twist pronounced as the rest of the story. Also evoked by my reading of the novel, for me, were memories of driving aimlessly with a carload of friends, blasting Casey Kasem's Top 40, and other famous distinctive voices I recalled, you know, those who called games. For me, Harry Carey, Howard Cosell, to NPR voices like Cokie Roberts, Nina Totenberg, Ray Suarez, each of them with news of the world. I do wonder what Giles' characters might think of the role of radio today, what they might think of online news and social media. I suspect they would embrace the facility and efficiency with which we can generate playlists of our favorite tunes, the way we can access podcasts and programs of all kinds, and that we can play them back whenever we like. I mean, it's amazing how readily we can access news, whether it's local, regional, or global. I wonder if Giles' characters would be more likely to grieve the loss of a sense of local community, or whether they'd appreciate the potential for an ever-expanding one. What about you? For HPPR radio readers, who are always ready to expand our community of those in touch with the world and at home on the High Plains, I'm Jane Huerta.